Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Daniela unfortunately could not make it here today, so it's just me holding the fort down on my own with my own playlist. First of all, happy President's Day, everyone. It's nice to get a day off. It's nice to observe and honor our democratic institutions here. And yeah, I mean, on this show specifically, like through WMFO, we're not really allowed to get too political. We're supposed to like mark any political conversation that we have, but I do have to say this one little bit. Wouldn't it be so awesome? Wouldn't it be so great and so cool and just so awesome if Jesus was president? Wouldn't that be so cool? That's the whole shtick of this next song coming up. From Mermaid Avenue, a whole album of unfinished... God, I can't believe I'm blanking out on his name, but some, like, really, like, institutional old country singer had a journal of lyrics that were never put to song. And then Billy Bragg and Wilco came together, and they were like, hey, man, what if we put these to song? What if we created a melody for all of these lyrics? And that's exactly what they did. For Mermaid Avenue Volumes 1, 2, and 3. But this song is just from Volume 1. And it's Christ for President. So you can chew on that. You can chew on having Jesus as a president. Think about new 2024 third-party challenger coming in. Think about how you'd cast your vote as you listen to this song.
Jesus. You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you were saying when you get home. Cause something is happening here. You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? Something is happening, you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak. And he says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. John? Among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway, they already expect you to give a check to tax deductible charity organization. And they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you've discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. Something is happening here, and you don't know what it is. Sword swallower comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice he asks you how it feels. And he says, here's your throwback, thanks for the love. Shout in the word now, and you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you don't know what's happening, you don't know what it is. Thank you.
like a camel, then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming round. You should be made to wear your thongs. Something is happening, you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones?
Oh, something is happening, and I don't know what's going on here. So you just heard Christ for President by Billy Bragg and Wilco, and then after that, you heard Cat Power's cover of Ballad of a Thin Man, originally a Bob Dylan song on Highway 61 Revisited, but this was Cat Power's doing a whole tour where she's covering Dylan's concert at the 1966 Royal Albert Hall. And Danielle and I actually went and saw Cat Power perform this whole set live on Saturday in a concert hall in Medford. We were by far the youngest two people there. We were really showing out for Gen Z in a room full of baby boomer Dylan fans who weren't like even directly seeing Bob Dylan, but just supporting him in spirit. And Cat Power, she was great. I think that covering Dylan is a really tricky thing because he has such a distinctive delivery, which I think is like 50% of the charm of his music. But I think that she's able to like capture the spirit while making it like distinct in her own voice. But with that said, she's so weird, dude. Oh my God, she was on stage and just like, she blazed through the songs. The album is 1 hour 30. She, no breaks, song after song, finished in 1 hour 30 on set, on stage. And it's just that like anytime she would try to speak, like I wish Daniela was here with me so that we could riff on this together, because that's all we were doing. She was introducing like all of her band that was with her, and she was just so awkward and didn't know like how to do it. And she was introducing this one guy on the guitar, and he was like, it's King Tut himself, but you know, he didn't cut himself. And just like stuttering, and I don't know, man. I feel like if you're a performer, you should know how to perform. But maybe that's me being too harsh to Cat Power. Maybe she has horrible, horrible stage fright, but is just performing Dylan out of love of the game. Anyway. Ballad of a Thin Man. What a song, man. That song is crazy. It's great. I still do not know what Dylan is talking about in it, or what issues he's trying to get at, but man, they resonate. The one-eyed midget. I've been there, bro. I've seen him. I know how you feel. Anyway, coming up next, we have Vampire Weekend is dropping a new album soon, and they released two singles in anticipation of it, and they're really, really good. And I forget when this new album is coming out, but I'm very excited. They know their audience. They know Henry's listening, and so you put in any blown out guitars or distorted vocals in there. Oh my God, it's done. It's done. I love this song. It's my favorite song ever. It's over. It's over. And that's exactly what this song has. Plus, like, traditional Vampire Weekend style, like arpeggios and everything. Oh my, it's over. It's over, bro. I'm gonna listen to the album, man. We'll be right back.
Looking through a fog. Feel that I'm only all I
You just heard Fireworks by Animal Collective off of their album Strawberry Jam. And right before that, you listened to Kids by MGMT off of their album Oracular Spectacular. Kids by MGMT, it's such a classic. All of you Gen Zers out there listening to the radio with me, you know that song. The anthem of like the late, probably, I don't know, like 2010s, maybe late 2000s, 2010s era. I honestly don't know when this album came out. Time to Pretend by MGMT, that was literally in every single movie trailer. Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with a good song, you guys. Sometimes you just can't beat a really good, upbeat, synth-heavy pop song from the 2000s, and sometimes you just feel the need to feature it. And then Fireworks by Animal Collective, I really like Animal Collective a lot. I got into them a lot, I think, a year ago, maybe? A year ago, I did a deep dive in Animal Collective, saw them live. They were terrible live. But Strawberry Jam is, like, if you ask anybody who, like, frequents Pitchfork.com and reads their music reviews, this is a seminal work in experimental pop music. Strawberry Jam marks a turning point in Animal Collective's discography. And it is definitely, at least for me, it's definitely the type of album that, like, took me a few listens before I really got turned onto it. And so I won't be surprised if there were some listeners out there who weren't such a big fan of this one. One of my favorite Animal Collective stories is always I started listening to them over the summer while I was working in New York, in Midtown. And I was walking to work one day, and there was a construction site, like, right next to me, and they were just sort of, like, hammering away, like, metal on metal, pipes on pipes, whatever, and I heard it, and I was like, I had my headphones in, and I was like, oh man, like, I love this Animal Collective song. And then I realized, oh no, that's a construction site. So that, if anything, is an indictment of my evolving taste in music and what I find to be good. But coming up is a classic near and dear to my heart, Rock the House by Gorillaz. This is a single that they released before or right around the release of their first self-titled album in the early 2000s. This one features heavily, pretty much entirely, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, which they had one. Their lead single is to featured him also heavily. This is near and dear to my heart. If you longtime listeners of the show will remember that in freshman year of high school, I listened to only the Gorillaz and no other artist, and have a playlist still on my Spotify of pretty much every single Gorillaz song that they have released up until 2016. And I listened to it religiously. The lyrics to every song are still burned into my brain. And I think that this is a underappreciated Gorillaz song. So get ready to rock the house.
Like that, you wanna try that? It's like a flashback, so shake it. I got the boss to rock the saucer, funk a blueser, any groove to make you move, cause taking you to another landscape is my mandate. I'm highly animated, even though I'm decomposing, so if your feet is frozen, I'ma die to see you open. See rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. And when the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. Tap your toes and clap your hands. Come on, trace the globe and shake your pants. Just twist your hip and do the dip. Come on, shake your bank, do whatever it takes. Gravitational pull, I have you making a fool out of yourself on the dance floor. Doing backspins, running man and more. Party down with vigor and candor. Come into the jam or look like a landlubber. And do the aqua boogie, win lots of goodies. Baby, pop the Gucci while the turntables is talking to me. It's awfully groovy seeing all the treasure and the booty. When the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. And when the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. Tap your toes and clap your hands. Come on, trace the globe and shake your pants. Just twist your hip and do the dip. Come on, shake your bank, do whatever it takes. I wanna get down lower than Atlantis, going toe-to-toe with an enchantress. Get funkier than Funkadelic wearing Pampers, while you eggheads is on the wall preparing answers. Sharing transcripts while we over here dipping and dancing, rhythm romancing. Wallflowers giving no action, nope. All hours we chilling and maxing, so relaxing. Opposites attracting, I'ma toss my hat in. Lost when the track spin, like I'm on a crack bench. Jiggling and wiggling, freaking booty, speaking to the cutie, so belligerent. No religion, just bunk the feed on. You'll feel reborn. Negativity, we just dead it like decon. Better lift your feet and just measure the beat on the pulse when it respawn. Tap your toes and clap your hands. Come on, trace the globe and shake your pants. Just twist your hip and do the dip. Come on, shake your bank, do whatever it takes.
Natural God at the refugee spring. Ooh la la. whole sound set booty and half a respect jersey, cause I'm super fly when I'm super high.
Palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn rooftops become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hawthorne, I run marathons like Wukubakon, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reaches Delhi, Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric fast like Ramadan.
What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah.
You just heard After Rock the House by Gorillaz, Fugee Law by the Fugees, featuring, or not necessarily featuring, but made up of Wyclef Jean, Lauryn Hill, and Praz. I was blanking on his name, but thankfully Spotify has it up there for me off of their debut album, The Score. I can't speak too much to the Fugees. I know that Wyclef Jean is being investigated for being a foreign agent for China right now. Lauryn Hill is also just one of like the most talented artists ever. But their album's good. It's really, really good, like, you know, like 90s, like solid drum beep style hip hop. So happy to throw it in there. And you know, we are a community-run radio station here at 91.5 FM WMFO, and so that means that we need to serve the community, we need to help our community, and we need to give PSAs to our community to update them and make sure that they stay safe and informed. And so this is the Blackout Emergency Preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency, can happen anytime, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO at Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so we're freeform and educational. I guess they're not mutually exclusive. An interesting PSA for sure. A little bit doomsday preppy for my taste. And if there was an emergency wide-scale blackout at my house, I think I would cry, simply. I do not think me and my housemates are prepared for it at all. One person in our lower unit accidentally left their gas stove on for what I can only assume would be around an hour, and it took exactly an hour for the rest of us to notice in the house. So I wouldn't say that we're exactly super prepped for a coming apocalypse. But anyway, coming up next, I have gotten many, many texts from my mother saying that I always shout my dad out on this show, Great Songs for Dads, but I never shout out my mom. So this is a song that goes out to her and is dedicated to her. Whenever I'm driving with her in over long distances, she is a frequent Spotify user, but making any playlist at all is anathema to her Spotify philosophy, and so she will just listen to artist radios or their whole discography, and Simon and Garfunkel is high up on there for her. And so in the spirit of presidents and President's Day, this is the only living boy in New York, because New York is a state in the United States under a president whose day it is. So very cohesively connected together. But anyway, here's some Simon and Art Garfunkel for you. Interrupting this song briefly just because we have a caller, and so caller, you should be on.
Hi, enjoying the show. Just wondering if also in honor of President's Day we could do a song by the President of the United States of America called She's Lump.
What's the name of the song again?
She's Lump.
And you said it's by the President of the United States?
The President of the United States of America.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I can look into throwing that on the playlist for sure.
All right. It's pretty clean, I think.
Okay, yeah. As long as it's clean. We gotta work within FCC regulations here.
No, I understand. It was played on the radio. I think it's a clean song.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. I'll throw
Absolutely.
That on the playlist. All right, have
All
a
right.
great day.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, you too.
Always good to get a caller. Always good to know that people are listening and it's not just me speaking to the void. All right, anyway, sorry to interrupt Simon and Garfunkel like that, but I will throw them back on.
Thank you. your honesty shine, shine, shine now. Lord, 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 like it shines on me. The only living boy in New York. The only living boy in New York.
Okay, so you just heard Lump by the Presidents of the United States of America. That was a caller suggestion, but very on theme. And I think that we will probably play you out with this last song. Maybe we'll have room for one more in the end, but also sticking with the theme, this is going to be Look Inside America by Blur, off of their self-titled album, Blur. And this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all enjoy the holiday and the day off.
Good morning, Lafayette. Jim Pepsi's good for and not Jay. The bath song, smoke in the bedroom. So frozen on my neck, nasty bruise. And where it came from, well I don't know. But we played last night, it was a good show. Got the plan, set the rate, check the show. It's a nationwide deal, so we gotta go.
All right, so happy President's Day, everybody. You just heard Look Inside America by Blur. And once again, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I just want to give a shout out and a quick transition to the next show coming up, the Dance Music Express with DJ D. I'm in the booth with him right now. Very, very happy for he to be in here.